talking. I'm trying to record a podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's Your Natural Dog with Angela Ardolino. And today, my guest is Dr. Ava Frick, one of my favorite integratives. And she is going to talk about how to care for our senior pets, recognize when they become seniors, and what kind of special diet or care they may need. With a house full of seniors, I am loving this episode so that I can ask her all the questions about mine, because it's definitely a lot of work and it's different and they do need some special care. So learn all about how to care for your senior dog with Dr. Ava Frick. Hey, everybody, we're back with Your Natural Dog with Dr. Ava Frick, one of my favorite integratives, and we're talking about our old baby dogs. I know they're old, but I still call my old ones baby dogs. And I love that you're bringing this up because my house is filled with seniors now. I only have seniors and geriatrics, and they are so different and they do need different care. And I love that you're addressing this because I don't feel like many people do. And I feel like everyone forgets that they get old just like we do. And all of a sudden things change and they can't tolerate certain things anymore like we can. And I feel like it's the thing I say the most in my when I'm in my stores is, you know, the dog is having some sort of allergy or irritation or things are different and they can't figure out why. And I always go, well, what are you feeding them? And they're like, oh, it's not their food. They've been eating the same food for 9 years.
That is the problem.
That's the problem. So I think that they think if you do the same thing for 9 years, then you should have no problems. But the problem is that you have been doing something wrong for the 9 years, meaning you may have been feeding them the wrong diet. I see a lot of people giving drugs to their dogs that should be given in short, you know, for short periods of time, and they're giving it to them for long periods of time. So there's going to be consequences to all of these things, and they need more support. But I think the first thing that is important is for people to realize what age does their dog become a senior citizen, and when should they start looking more carefully and maybe changing some things about their lifestyle?
So I look at the seniors, it's going to vary depending on the breed of the dog and the size. So a Chihuahua that could live to be 20, 25 years old, they don't hit that point. You start thinking getting older like 12 or 13. But if we look at a giant breed of dog, unfortunately, that can happen even at 6 or 7 years. So we have to consider the breed when we're looking at, are they moving into the senior and the geriatric phase of their life?
So every dog breed is different. So how do you determine your dog when your dog is a senior? Is there like somewhere they can look? I remember there was a little chart one time that was like, if it's small and it's this, then it's probably how it's going to age. How do you find out that information? Or when should you start planning for your dog's senior years?
Well, you probably need to start planning when they're a baby, because the goal is to have them as long as you possibly can. So if we wait until they're already that senior, whether it's 6 or 7 for a giant breed or a medium-sized breed, maybe it's 10, and then those smaller terrier ones, maybe it's 12, 13, 14. But you got to start when they're young. The plan so that, you know how you see people, you might see somebody who's 80 but looks 60, and then there's somebody that's 60 and you're guessing them that they're in their 80s. Well, they didn't weather quite as well. And there are many factors that lead into that, like how do you weather all of those storms in life? And certainly starting out with better diet, better real whole food nutrients the whole life is going to help them when they get older. If you look at those people who are 80 but look 60 and you start talking to them, they probably grew up on a farm. They're already older now, so they had farms. And then the other factor too is when we look at feeding better, so richer, but not necessarily richer in fatty calories, but also by doing that change up and that feeding as they age, we create a better microbiome. So we're also focusing on the probiotics, the quality of the gut life that's there, that's also going to help them not have inflammatory problems. And I always say, this is part of that problem with feeding the same thing. You have a very narrow few friends and family on your communication plan. If they've been offered varieties and the foods change and you morph it as they go through life, then you've got this really big friends and family plan on their internal cell phone. So no matter what comes along, they can adapt.
So I know my listeners are, you know, broad age. So those of you that are under the age of 40 probably have no idea what we're talking about. Those of you who are over 40, which we are, I know that when, as I got older, there were certain things I could no longer tolerate. I definitely had to change my diet. And I feel like the same thing happens with our pets. And it's so true. We've been taught, don't change their food. Don't give them human table scraps. Don't, you know, all the information that we were fed was wrong. And that doesn't make sense. So those of you that are younger, you'll understand it later. But our bodies change and we need certain things and we can no longer tolerate certain things. So if you had a dog that is now becoming a senior citizen, most likely if you were feeding a high processed diet, a kibble diet, then they're going to have issues. And this is when I feel like the issues really, you know, reel their ugly heads and say, time for change, is when they become senior citizens. Have you found that in your practice?
Oh, definitely. So a couple of the reasons can be, just like with people, their gastric enzymes. So in the stomach, digestion, well, we can even start in the mouth. You can say because their teeth maybe aren't as healthy or their teeth hurt, they don't chew as well. Of course, a lot of dogs don't chew. They basically swallow it anyway, which is part of the plan in nature, is because they gulp it down, which is supposed to be like raw meat in their stomach. And then it sits there and it gets exposed to the pH and the enzymes and it gets really worked at. So when it meets up in the intestines, it's broken down better. But just like we age, the pH of the stomach's different. Maybe it's not making all of the enzymes that it's supposed to produce. So now the food in the stomach, when those signals from the stomach are supposed to go to the liver and the gallbladder and the pancreas, duodenum saying, hey, get ready, it's coming on down. Some of those may not happen. The liver's functioning different. So we have this liver that has 1,500 jobs to do. And there's a lot of digestive process that the liver supports. Maybe it's not doing that so well because of the years of the toxins, chemicals, medications.
Never getting a break.
That's right. Never getting a break. So there are a lot of factors that lead into to that. Also, we want to look at the endocrine system, the adrenals, the hypothalamus, the thyroid, the pituitary, as they wear out, just like anything else. So if we don't have that autonomic nervous system being able to hit that parasympathetic state, which is when digestion occurs, now we have these weary endocrine glands that can't support that well. And that's another avenue where we enter into why is the digestion different. And then just as they're entering the fall and winter of their life, also, each calendar year, if we look at it from an Ayurveda perspective, you need to change up seasonally because the bodies do transition and change during those different climates.
I love that. I'm not sure I do it, which I wish I did do more of it. I want to learn more about that because it makes so much sense. And I want people to understand, you know, my dogs are all raw fed. And even as they got older, being raw fed, I've had to change, you know, what they can tolerate. Some proteins they can no longer tolerate. Some are more sensitive than the others. But I have had to change their food even as being raw fed dogs. So that is definitely something. It's something we're all going to experience no matter what we're feeding them.
And sometimes from that raw perspective, they can't deal with the cold anymore because their furnace is weaker and they have to put a lot of their body heat into warming up that colder food. So it might be that you can continue to feed the raw, but you have to cook it a little.
Yeah, just about all my older little dogs are on a gently cooked or lightly cooked or cooked diet for that reason. Absolutely. But my older dogs seem to tolerate a little bit better. But yeah, I think it's really important for us to also realize how our older dogs behave. There's, you know, a lot more ups and downs on their digestion and what their poops look like. And, you know, gosh, what? I'm trying to think of all the things I go through on a regular basis because I have so many old or geriatric dogs. But that's also when disease is more prevalent. And I think that what people don't understand is as we get older, there's certain diseases that are going to just be there and exist. And it doesn't mean that that's what's going to hurt, what's going to kill them, but that we absolutely have to pay attention to them and make sure that they don't get worse or progress. Like cancer, for instance.
Yeah, and we certainly don't want to use that as a cop-out either. We don't want to say, oh, yeah, they're getting old, so it's just part of being older. Or, yeah, it's going to happen, so now it's happened. Because there are so many proactive things that can be done to prevent that as well. And, yeah, certainly, the older the cells get, the weaker the immune system is, the fewer military you have to call on. You know, you don't have your Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Navy SEALs. You don't have all of them ready to go at a second's notice like you used to when you were young, and their bodies are exactly the same. There's a little lag time. And so then what happens is these other erroneous processes start to take hold and take some longer. So, yeah, it's all about being able to support those bodies in all of those ways. And another thing about those older ones, too, you're talking about how they change and we have to change with them is the fact that mentally, so as they lose their vision and as they lose their hearing, they enter into a state of confusion. Because if you had like a terrier who's like always on it, always knows anytime somebody comes in, and now they're not hearing, so they start sleeping more, they start sleeping deeper, and now somebody's in the house and they go, where the heck did you come from? You know, it's like,
that's Odie, that's my every day.
Right. And then those older, as they get older, they do sleep more because they're not at that alert awareness level that they get the alarm and then they wake up and look around.
Yeah. He used to bark at everything.
Exactly.
So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how we can support our senior pets and maybe recognize when they maybe do need some extra support or they're in pain when we come back.
If you're like us, your pets are part of the family. That's why at CBD Dog Health, we created a line of human-grade, full-spectrum hemp products tailored specifically to your furry friend's needs. Whether they're suffering from fear of fireworks, arthritis from old age, or even seizures and cancer, research shows that a high-quality CBD oil can make a big difference for them. Enter coupon code RADIO at CBDDogHealth.com for 15% off your first order. That's RADIO. CBD Dog Health, healing naturally.
And we're back with Dr. Ava Frick, and we're talking about our senior dogs and recognizing when maybe there is an issue or something that we need to pay a little bit closer attention to. Some of the things that I've noticed with my pets is, you know, sudden change in their gait or a limp, which is, you know, in my Doberman, that's how I spotted the osteosarcoma early. Mm-hmm. And she's still with us 21 months later, by the way.
Wow, phenomenal.
We did nothing conventional, everything holistic, ketogenic diet, our full spectrum hemp extract. We did our horse tincture in the day and the heel at night. And we also gave her 10 milligrams of THC every night. So we can also prove not only did it keep the cancer from spreading, but the THC doesn't kill dogs. Matter of fact, it helps them survive against cancer. So she's doing great. We did just amputate her leg, which we're going to announce here soon because the tumor got so big and was cutting off supply to the foot. And she's healing great. She's actually laying at my feet right now. But I'm really glad that I caught that. And you know, caught it early that I recognized something was wrong. What are some other things that we should look out for in our senior dogs? Because dementia, you know, that was a huge thing. Realizing all of a sudden not knowing where they were or being lost and then mentioning it to people and people saying how their senior dog fell in the pool and drowned or was lost and never came home. And usually that's dementia. So what are some other things that people really need to like look out for and see what they should be watching for their old ladies and gentlemen?
Well, if we look at their mobility, so being able to get up and around and enjoy life like they did is going to be a big part of their quality.
Yeah.
And I would say looking at those little indicators that they're not navigating quite as well. So one thing that's happened while removing carpets from the homes has greatly improved the sanitary conditions of the house, gotten all those danders out of there. The tile floors and the wood floors are really slick. It makes cleaning easy, but it's not so good on these older bodies trying to get around. So as they have little slips, another little slip, those compound. And putting down some runners, making it easy for them to get around through the house. I just had one of my clients from way back when I was still in Missouri, I hadn't seen in a while, but she has an older dog. He's a Jack Russell Terrier that's 17. Yeah, he does fine in the yard. He gets around okay. But when he's in the house, he's always slipping. I said, what kind of floors do you have? Well, she's got these slicker wood floors. I said, well, you're going to have to make a trip to Walmart. She's in the country. Walmart's going to be the main store. That or Dickie Bubs. But, you know, yeah. So get some runners or yoga mats and put them down and he'll be so much better off.
The other thing I don't think people realize is that when an active dog becomes not as active, mm-hmm. hair grows between their toes, and that makes it more mm-hmm. slippery, along with the nails.
Exactly.
If the nails aren't properly trimmed, make it slippery and that they can't grip on. So I was amazed at how fast on Nina, on her leg that she stopped using, how fast, I didn't even know she had hair between her toes. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that on some of my geriatrics that were losing use of their back legs, it's shaving out the paw mm-hmm. pads so that they gave them a little bit more grip really helped, along with, putting the runners down and one big rug where she would do all the playing because she could be able to grip.
Yeah, right. Exactly, because she could there. Right. And then we want to look at certainly adding in some anti-inflammatory, because there are going to be, it's the breakdown of the tissue, the chronic use, the osteoarthritis, the stiffness, even not having good, especially from an Ayurvedic perspective, if that breed is more Vata, which is wind and drying, and not enough Kapha, which is the moisturizing, the motion, you're going to have some of those tendencies. So just like with the people, you can have the dogs that are older that do get around fine, but they may have other issues or none at all. We want to keep them that way. And then you might have ones that are younger that because of a lot of changes in their body, because of their dosha balances, that they do have the arthritis. So introducing something that can help stay, keep away that inflammatory state. So I'm just going to tell you a quick story about me. On the inflammatory thing. So 2 weeks ago, I decided in the morning, I looked at the dog and she was like dirty dander. And I decided that morning I was going to give her the bath before I went to work. So I hadn't really been up that long. So I'm bent over the bathtub. And then when I get done, I go to stand up and standing up isn't happening. I get to the chiropractor and I get adjusted, but it didn't. Usually, like if you get there quick, it goes away, I'm fine. So my back was sore. I had to pay attention every time I moved. So I had a jar of the CBD dog soothe. Actually, it was the horse jar because I get it. And I'd had it there for my sister who's been with me and she had been using it for her back. I thought, I'm going to put this stuff on here. I was desperate. I had to go to work. I was going to have to bend. I wasn't able to bend. You don't want to be complaining. So I put that all over my low back and across that SI joint. Within 30 minutes, I could tell that tension, the pain, the muscle, it was all relaxed. I could actually move and not be thinking about my back hurt. So you can bet I'll be prescribing it for people to rub on their animals.
You know, I watch Nina now after her amputation. You know, I see her like maybe getting a little, all of a sudden I could just find that she's very aware of it. Mm-hmm. And I will put the salve on and same thing. She's like, it's over.
Yeah.
We use it. We have a vet who buys a jar for all of her staff because of sore joints. But
yeah.
I feel like every senior person and animal is going to go through that where things get out of whack, where joints mm-hmm. are sore. And what CBD does so well is it just removes that inflammation so that we can, our brain and our nervous and everything can communicate with each other. A chiropractic adjustment is going to be so much easier. I give myself a full dose right before my chiropractic adjustment. I just feel like it's really just getting all the inflammation so that I can really get a good adjustment. So I'm so glad to hear this story. And it's so funny because people laughed that I made salves for dogs, But I'm like, dogs have three layers of skin and each layer has both the CB1 and CB2 receptors in it. So I knew just putting a salve on a sore joint would help or help fight a tumor, those types of things. So I'm glad that you experienced what dogs are feeling, that you really can get that relief that also helps everything else. I really want to bring up this point because I find it as a big problem, which is our dogs are getting older, so they have more issues. So they go to the conventional vet, and then I feel like the conventional vet sends them backwards 10 years by prescribing an antibiotic when we haven't had any reason for that, or gut issue, you know, giving them something that's going to mess up their gut microbiome so much, or giving them two or three types of pain meds, which I don't understand why we have to give three. If the one doesn't work, why do we add another one and another one and another one? And now this poor geriatric dog's liver and kidneys and everything is just off. And I feel like things are getting worse. So I feel like educating people on what your senior dog is going to go through and how you can help them supplement them naturally so that they don't have to suffer more. It should be helping, not harming. What can you say about that?
So to the first point, I think where you mentioned about several have this one and that one and that one, I think they're trying to do the multimodal approach, but they're approaching it all in regulating pain multimodally, all with drugs. And I've seen those dogs where they initiated tramadol and gabapentin at the same time, and the gabapentin dose is so high. Now the poor pet owner thinks that their dog is worse when really it's too much gabapentin. They're in this delirium state and they can't navigate. So it didn't help. In fact, they put them in a position to injure themselves more. It should be multimodal from maybe a drug compound for a little while, then introducing CBD, introducing Boswellia, maybe essential oils.
A chiropractic adjustment, acupuncture.
Yeah, there's so much that can be done that is the multimodal approach, not three different drugs.
Okay, well, you are packed full of amazing information. Please tell, because we can do telehealth with you if someone wants to do a consultation with you, correct?
Yes, you certainly can. So they can just go to avafrick.com.
Cool. And you also have an amazing book that just was released this past year, Conversations with Animals, which I heard that I can get on Audible soon. Or can
well,
I already
well,
get it?
Well, we've been working on that. It's got a couple little glitches and it's slowed down a bit here. But yes, we have worked on that.
Well, good, because I haven't read it, but I can't wait to listen to it. That's what I do. I lay in bed before I go to bed and listen to all my books. So
cool.
I can't wait to get it. But if those of you want to read more about Dr. Ava Frick, Conversations with Animals, I think you can get it on Amazon. I know you can get it on your website. Thank you so much for this information. I hope it was valuable to all our listeners. I know I picked up on even more on how I can help my senior pets. And we're also excited to announce that you also get to see Dr. Ava Frick and our very own Dr. Zach Pilisoff at the Pet Senior Dog Care Summit. That's an online summit that takes place April 8th through 12th. So be sure to go to, is it seniordogcaresummit.com, I believe, or Google it, and you'll be able to find the information there. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the invite. I always enjoy being with you.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to rate, comment, subscribe, and share with your friends. And if you want your questions answered live, make sure to call in to 252-377-4555. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and at AngelaArtolino.com. And remember, you can always sign up for a full holistic consultation at cbddoghealth.com/consultations.